Although slippery strands of kelp aren't plants, they can pull carbon and nitrogen from their surrounding environment just like a forest on land. New research from the University of Alaska Fairbanks shows some species of kelp may be especially effective at taking in nitrogen from the water. In other words, kelp may be able to help clean up polluted waterways.
For some species, they are kind of like a sponge.
Marine ecologist Sherry Umansor is an assistant professor at UAF and led the study.
So if there is a lot, they can absorb a lot. But for some species, that sponge behavior is a little bit, it saturates faster. So for example, it doesn't matter if there is a lot, it can only absorb so much.
Umansor says it seems like ribbon kelp is more sensitive to nitrogen in the water, so it's a better sponge, while sugar kelp is more slow and steady. To gather data, Umansor worked with kelp farmers who grew sugar and ribbon kelp side by side. Most of the samples came from a farm run by Seagrove Kelp in Doyle Bay off Prince of Wales Island. Some other samples were collected at more random intervals by a farm at Port Gravina in Prince William Sound, owned by the Native Conservancy. The farmers collected tissue samples and water samples every 30 days until the kelp was harvested, and then sent all the samples to Umansor's lab.
By looking at the changes in water over time, I was able to relate this to the changes in nutrients in the tissue to get an understanding how much they vary one versus the other one.
Pulling carbon from water into kelp isn't a new idea, and just this year, Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed a law to update Alaska's regulations to capitalize on carbon credit markets, where the carbon-collecting power of Alaska's underground areas, forests, and kelp could be sold to investors or organizations. But Umansor says her research indicates that the nitrogen-removing properties of kelp are the more compelling finding from the study.
The difference between having a lot of carbon and a lot of nitrogen in the water is that carbon is not a contaminant, but nitrogen is. So really, a lot of nitrogen can produce these algal blooms or PSP, if you're familiarized with the blooms that cause the shellfish poisoning. So this is also driven by excess nutrients. So if we have a lot of kelp in the water, we potentially have a better quality in the water column.
Carbon sequestration, or the process of capturing and storing carbon from the atmosphere, and nitrogen removal happen on very different timelines.
Sequestration is not something that can happen from 1 month to another. It has to happen in hundreds of years. While nitrogen removal, to avoid contamination, is something that can happen literally in weeks or months.
Nitrogen isn't a contaminant for people, but it's often accompanied by other contaminants like fecal matter or heavy metals that could be harmful. Umansor says there also needs to be research done and regulations put into place about whether kelp that might be used to help keep water clean could also be eaten.
Kelp grows naturally good in here because we have cold water. So maybe sites like, for example, in Ketchikan that the DEC has labeled as polluted, maybe we can just take advantage that kelp grows naturally and seed some lines there and clean the water, teach people how to farm, and just educate people on the benefits of having healthy kelp overall.
There are plenty of potential directions to go with the knowledge that kelp can help lower nitrogen levels in the water. Umansor says one could be a mutually beneficial relationship between kelp and salmon hatcheries.
Perhaps we can, leverage to some extent the nitrogen that is excreted in the salmon hatcheries and actually grow kelp in it, right? And then we will have a win-win. We will produce biomass from kelp that can then be processed to produce products, and we will be cleaning the water at the same time.
That's an exciting idea for people in the mariculture industry like Hannah Wilson, who's the development director of the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. While coastal Alaska Native people have used seaweeds for centuries, commercial cultivation is a relatively new phenomenon. She says there was a 200% increase in pounds of seaweed sold for 2020 and 2021. Wilson says some of that could be pandemic-related market depression, but it's still an upward trajectory.
Currently, the industry really is focused on food markets, and I think there's definitely interest in people growing at a larger scale, maybe for things more like animal feed, kind of maybe like a less high-quality product, but a larger volume, just trying to kind of diversify that industry.
While there aren't very many commercial seaweed farms in Alaska right now, and the state is still working to set up regulatory frameworks and funding resources to help new farmers, the burgeoning industry is taking off. Wilson says learning more about the potential ecological benefits of kelp farming is a way the industry can potentially diversify. While the new research is promising, there are also still plenty of questions. Umansor says this research is only the beginning.
We only have like an instantaneous photograph of a moment in a place to be able to guarantee that the results are what they are. We need to increase our effort in terms of regions and maybe over the years.
There's a slew of funding heading to the state to support mariculture growth. A $49 million grant cluster from the federal government, more than $25 million for mariculture research from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council, a $5 million mariculture matching grant from the state legislature. And beyond that, more than $75 million in funding for mariculture, Umansor says her research also points to the value of kelp, whether it's on a farm or growing wild. There are benefits to having healthy kelp overall.
I think that we have in Alaska a great opportunity to actually tackle some common problems using smart solutions that are environmentally friendly.
From her position, often on a boat, Umansor says she sees many opportunities for kelp to come. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.